most of us have a pretty good sense of the difference between right and wrong. And so we set about trying to do more right than wrong. Just a little bit more right. Just a little bit less wrong. Hopefully, that'll do it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Imagine for a moment that you have to have a cancerous growth removed. So, would you like the surgeon to remove part of it or all of it? The answer's pretty obvious, right? The whole lot, thanks. In fact, the surgeon will normally cut out a bit of the good tissue around the cancer to make sure they've removed it all. Which brings us back to our approach to right and wrong. And while sin, like a cancer, is going to have short-term symptoms, ramifications for your well-being here and now, ultimately, it's going to kill you, just like that cancer. And obviously, the approach of doing just a bit more right to cover up the bit less wrong that remains, hoping that no one, God included, will notice, ultimately isn't going to save you any more than removing part of a cancer will. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Whoever hides their sins will not be successful, but whoever confesses their sins and stops doing wrong will receive mercy. That verse talks literally about renouncing your sin completely. There's another word for that, repentance. It's a deeply personal process of recognizing and admitting your sin, experiencing sincere remorse and regret for your actions, seeking God's forgiveness, and making a commitment to change your behavior going forward. To be clear, cutting back on your sin isn't repentance. Abandoning your sin is. Whoever confesses their sins and stops doing wrong will receive mercy. Friend, that's God's word, fresh for you today. Perhaps that's something you needed to hear today. Awesome. And you know, I'd love to hear what things you'd like us to chat about in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.